She was saying that you've been bugging the coach to put you in. How much bugging have you done over the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think every player wants to be back as soon as they're back on the ice. So, I think I mentioned to you the other day, I mean, at the end of the day, my job is playing hockey and people, get paid and have their jobs in the medical side to take care of that. So, yeah, it was kind of all part of the process. I think as a player, you always wanted to come back, but, happy with how I'm feeling now.
What can you tell us about your expectations of what your status will be for game one?
Well, I mean, I feel I'm in a contact jersey now. I think I'm back in the flow of things. So obviously we'll have to wait and see until game one, but I want to be out there.
Walk us through what the last week has been like for you and kind of the road to rehab here for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long road. Every player that goes through an injury knows that. First couple weeks are pretty tough, but after that, you start to just, I guess, get back into the swing of trying to do everything you can to get back ready to play and back on the ice, obviously, for the last, 10 days or so now and 2 weeks, and happy to be feeling good and back out here in full contact and ready to go.
During just that, on the hit itself, was that one you reacted almost instantly? I take it you knew something didn't feel right away?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny how sometimes, you take hits and block shots or things like that, and sometimes it's a pretty bad pain and it goes away, pretty fast. Unfortunately, that one obviously didn't go away as fast as I thought it might when I went down the tunnel, and I was hoping to come back and play in a few minutes, but was obviously more severe than I hoped it was. But that's all part of it, I guess, and it was definitely tough.
Josh, but what's the next hurdle that you need to clear? Is it just, do you have clearance through? Is it coach? Is it pain threshold?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, I'm cleared now. Back, obviously, in the full contact jersey and no hesitations or anything like that. So I guess as far as I know, it's just about, night one, seeing how everything goes. But, that's where I'm at.
Josh, what do you see as the challenge in figuring out a St. Louis Blues team that looks like they'll be very different than the one you faced so many times earlier this season?
Yeah, I mean, over the last, few months now, really since Christmas, and even when we played them and they beat us 1-0 at home, I mean, they're a tough defensive team. They're physical. They've obviously got a deep group up front, and they play hard. You have to work for every inch of ice you get, and it's going to be a tough series, but... yeah, we're excited for it. I mean, obviously, we haven't seen St. Louis in a while, but we'll prepare over the next couple of days, the best we can and be ready to go.
Josh, the job Nathan Beaulieu did, just stepping in, obviously joining the team and immediately jumping into that pairing with Jacob Trouba. What have you seen from his body of work?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, it's never super easy going to a new team and jumping into a, new D pairing or anything like that. So I thought he's done a great job. I mean, obviously, we've had injuries on the back end this year, like most teams, and different guys have to come in and play different roles, different amount of minutes. So everyone, really has had to step up at some point, and I thought our guys have done a great job, and Bo has done a great job too. So, it's been nice to have him.
Josh, how beneficial, pardon me, would it have been to get a couple of regular season games in?
Well, I mean, obviously, sorry. You want to play all the games at the end of the day, but whether it's more beneficial or not in the time being, who knows? For me, in my specific timing, the decision was made not to play any of those games. I have had good practices. Obviously, nothing's quite like a game, but I've been working hard, and I'm confident that I'll be, ready to go when I'm called upon.
Not just a game, of course, but now it's at the playoff level of game two, which is another level. So how do you get yourself to that speed as quickly as possible?
Well, I mean, obviously, over the course of the year, it ramps up and ramps up. And come night one in the playoffs, it's going to be, a whole another level. But you try to draw on the experiences you've had as a player. I think for me, looking back at last season's playoffs, the three rounds we played, and just some of those big games as well. For me, I've I've been injured for a little bit of time in junior and in the American League. So coming back, just try to keep your game simple and get back into the rhythm of things. And, you know, I've been working hard to put myself in the best physical condition I can be to be able to handle, you know, the minutes and the intensity of the playoffs. But just try to keep it simple and draw on those past experiences.